There is a little part of me that heard this guy's story and went, man, I kind of want that life. So Be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. I was camping this weekend, Chenango Valley State Park. And a lot of the, not a lot, but you have the opportunity to stay at a state park for free if you work. So it's kind of like you help keep the, you know, grounds clean. And after people check out, you maybe, you know, dig the ashes out of the fire pit, stuff like that. And you could stay for up to 2 weeks at a time. Yeah.
Oh, so if you stay and like help mow or whatever.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
So I've never heard of that.
So the guy next to me, when you're at a state park, you know, usually it's a carry in, carry out kind of thing. The guy next to me is in an old motorhome and there is like a cord of wood on his site, which you wouldn't do that if you were there for a week or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I overhear this guy talking to another guy and hold on, let me get the quote. I actually wrote it down because I was so shocked by what he said. He goes, he's pointing at his RV. He goes, right there. That's where they're going to find my body someday. I love this life. And I was like, what? So, you know, next day he's kind of hanging out. I'm kind of hanging out. Hey, you say hi. And I walked over, introduced myself and we were chatting. He just travels the country in his motorhome, going from place to place. He's not wealthy. He says he barely makes ends meet, but it's the life that he wants to lead.
So he gets to stay for free because he works for on the grounds of different state parks.
And we didn't get into it too deep, but you know, he's an older guy, so I'm assuming
that's where we're different.
He gets a social security check or something, and that's his money.
Right. I would have sat down and asked him a million questions.
Oh, I was fascinated by the whole thing. It was a nice motor. It wasn't, you know, huge, you know, bus-like. It was an older little motor home. He had everything he needed right there. And I said, what do you do when it gets cold? Do you just go south? And he goes, yeah, you know, he kind of chases the sun. But I don't, you know, with kids and a family, that's a tough life. But as a single guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Just going for, he had his dog. And that dog was his best buddy the whole time. He talked to him like it was a person. Hey, buddy, come here. Are you hungry, buddy? Let me get you something to eat. Come on over here. Like talking to him just like he was talking to me.
There is something funny. I don't know why, but it sounds like a country song. See that thing right there? That's where they'll find my
That's
body.
Where they'll find my body. I don't know. Could you? Now, you, I know you couldn't do it.
No.
Because you don't like to camp. But I think for me, waking up like every other month someplace else. Mm. Be here during the summertime when it's nice. Maybe head south as the leaves start to change. I mean, like, that seems like a pretty awesome life to me.
As much as we make fun of Billy for enjoying sleeping in his truck, in 2020, I was actively looking at traveling the country and living out of my car.
I cannot imagine that. I think that would have gone 3 months and Hope would have been right back going, you guys,
would you have,
this is kind of hard.
Would you have done that as an influencer, quote unquote, and trying to make money while you're on the road doing that? Because that's what a lot of the people that I see on the internet that do that, that sort of document their life, that's how they're paying the bills.
Right.
They're making money off TikTok and selling ads and sponsorships and stuff like that.
Well, I had applied to work at Zion National Park as a tour guide. And in my interview, they were like, fun fact, everyone here lives in their cars, not by choice necessarily, but because there is nowhere to afford to live, like based on the salary that we can provide. It wasn't for the national park. It was at the national park.
Yeah.
Just like a disclaimer. It was like a separate tour company that went through.
Yeah.
And the woman like had a heart to heart with me. She was like, I'm from Vermont and I want you to know, like, it's going to be a big transition to not only like adjust from living in a house to living in a car, but she was like, the terrain is completely different. It's like, you're going to be like thousands of miles away from home. She was like, I want you to really think how bad you want to be a kayak tour guide in a national park.
I met a guy who lives the lifestyle that I kind of dream about, driving around, living in campgrounds. He's in a motorhome, him and his dog. I guess I'd have to bring my family, right? If I were doing that.
They probably don't want to go, Billy.
They for sure don't want to go.
They want to stay in the place with walls and a roof.
He's got walls and a roof. That's just got wheels on there.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, where would you guys, like if there was a lifestyle that you could live right now, that money wasn't an object, like where would you go? What would you do?
Well, I told you how envious I was. I wish I had it in me to live that Loopers lifestyle. Remember when the Loopers were here?
The people on the boats.
They live on their boat and they do the huge loop. Sometimes it could take a year. And then every year they come by and
through the Erie Canal and down to the ocean. And
Yeah, but with my luck, I'd get motion sickness and I'd be like, oh, this is great. And
then First day out, Steve's like, we got to sell the boat.
Got to sell the boat. She's nauseous. So, but I mean, I took my mama to see, it's like, it's an independent living place. I don't say a retirement home.
Yeah.
It's an independent living that has different tiers of it. But this place, I was like, Ma, this place is awesome. She didn't share my enthusiasm, by the way.
Right.
I don't know if she thought I was like...
overhyping it.
Overhyping it. Yeah. Like, this is great, Mom. But we are looking for someplace that will handle everything for her. And, you know, you got to wait a year or two to get into those places. But we walk through this and I'm like, look at this. You got a movie theater in here. They've got happy hour. They have like a bartender and a bar.
Happy hour with booze?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, wow.
What I'm saying. They had a foam party. They're like, oh, they love when we bring in the foam. I was like, it looked like a college frat party. She's showing me pictures and I was like, yeah, they've got the glow sticks and they're out there playing in the foam. I was like, this is ma. This is awesome. And, you know, even though they have someone come in and clean your apartment, even though,
I've always,
you know,
said they should offer a place like that for people who aren't older. Like, if you had the money and you could afford to live there, yeah. Imagine coming home from work and you're tired, you don't feel like cooking, you just go down to the office and there's food
They've
there.
They've got two places you can eat. It's like a cruise ship. That's what I compare it to. You ever been on a cruise ship where you can always get food?
Sounds like heaven, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, oh my God, sign me up. My brother-in-law was the same. And I was like, this to me, it's like a return to the glory days, which of course was college, mm-hmm. where you just kind of had the responsibilities of being a homeowner and all of that junk. It was gone.
Yeah.
And they have trips to the grocery store. You really don't even need a car.
Oh, I bet they take road trips to Red Wings games and stuff like that.
They'll take you anywhere. They'll take you shopping. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Okay, so the answer to the question is, where does TJ want to live? It's a assisted living facility, basically.
Well, the Villages. Yeah. We'll say that.
The Villages. How about you?
Well, my friend's parents just moved down to the Villages. They just went down to visit him last week and said that it was like a college campus.
That's what
they're
I'm
like,
saying.
Nobody's working. Everybody's drinking. There's live music.
That's the way to do it.
How about you, Hope? Where would you go?
You know, money wasn't an option. Just go to a quaint little town in the Adirondacks, maybe working at like a Christmas tree farm.
You could finally see the moose out in the wild.
It'd just be me on my land. Maybe my moose would be there with me.
Oh my God.
So you want to live in a Hallmark movie, basically?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
The Bills make me want to shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are making
football,
it happen.
Baby.
How you feeling over there? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
You don't have Bills fever right now?
Oh, yeah. I've always got Bills fever. But Hard Knocks, the training camp, yes. Buffalo Bills, premiered last night. And it was at 9 o'clock, and I was like, oh, that's so late for us.
You stayed up and watched it?
We did, both Steve and I.
And this is on HBO?
HBO Max, yeah. So it'll be every Tuesday. It's like a 5-part series. So this was just the first part, and I am already obsessed with it. I love it. First of all, it's directed by a Penfield High School graduate.
So cool.
And so if you're a fan of Rochester at all, he puts it in such a great light, you know? So it's our city, our area, and it's just a great job done.
And it's all over. Like, they're not just at the football field, right?
No. The players are everywhere. So it starts off with their first move-in day, and I don't know. I know that they live in the dorms, but I thought like they were given like cozier areas. Those men, those big, tall, big men are in a tiny dorm room.
They're in the twin XL beds.
They are. And they push the twin XL beds together and put like a little foam thing over it.
It takes two beds.
Off the end. And they're like, yeah, but it gets the job done. They're only one of five teams in the NFL that still goes to a college campus. And they still love it. It gets back to basics. It's just them. I mean,
it's got
to
be fun for them. I mean, it's literally camp. They get to go out and get ice cream with their buddies. Like, it's got
to
be fun.
They go to classes during the day. Like, you see them with backpacks on going to the classrooms.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
So the inside look at what's actually happening at training camp, I was like, oh,
Wait, what are they doing in the class? Are they like, okay, they're like they're going watching over plays, yes. like they're rewatching yes. videos.
There's like classes for the defense, the offense. The different coordinators are holding different classes. Watching and they've got like book bags with
Josh's
them.
Josh's wedding videos, no. paparazzi shots.
So it was awesome. And then it gets into like the hobbies. And so Deion Dawkins, who's beloved here locally, you see him at home with his three kids, okay? And then he's in training. They help him pack up, and they have their couple days off, one day off of training camp, and he goes back home to Buffalo. And he's like, I like to spend time with the kids when I have my day off. Who wants to go? What do you guys want to do today? And they were like, we want to go in the drift car.
He's got a drift car?
He has. He goes, yeah, a buddy of mine got me into drifting.
Where does he go to do that?
He's got like a snow, like a whole place that he has his own drift cars. It's like a motorsports place.
So for people who don't know what drifting is.
Like it's, in Fast and Furious.
Yes, it's a
like Tokyo Drift.
Rear wheel drive vehicles and you swing the back end around and you're kind of skidding around
just
the corners.
And he's like, it's an awesome sport. I mean, it's everything that I love. So he's got his kids.
Oh my God. In the car
one at a
them.
Time. And he's like drifting around and the kids are like, woo! I'm like, this man must be Superman to these kids.
Right.
First of all, you're a football player.
Yeah.
Second of all, dad in his spare time takes us drifting.
That's so cool.
I was like, this is so great. And then it cuts to AJ Epinesa getting his hair cut. And the barber goes, hey, do anything cool this summer? And he's like, well, I caught a really big snake. I was like, what? My mind was blown. And they go, what do you mean you caught a snake? He was like, yeah, I caught a snake on this off season with my bare hands. It was an 11-foot python in the Florida Everglades.
No. What do you mean he caught a snake?
This is what
do you mean he caught a python?
They are invasive, I guess. So in the off season,
yes.
AJ likes to go
python hunting.
Bounties on them where like they're called. Turn them in, you get money for
them. They're calling like the Python Cowboy or something. He's out there and he's showing video of his friends. And the barber goes, are those poisonous? He goes, no, they're, you know.
They just squish you to death.
They're just boa constrictors. It's fine. It's casual. The Beam.
Rochester is getting our 15 minutes of fame.
That's
over
right.
On the HBO Max. It's your Beam Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope and Billy.
Yeah, last night was the premiere of Hard Knocks. From the Buffalo Bills training camp, the first of a five-part series. And me, as a diehard Bills fan, which I know many people are, have learned so much about the players that are so beloved to me. Like, these aren't rookies. These are people who have played on this team for years. And I'm like, what? What is their hobby? I love this show because it's showing us the insane, crazy things that these guys are doing
really
in their off time.
Pulling back the curtain on their lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then it shows, we got Tre'Davious White back. He took a year off, played with another team. That was fine because he was recovering from an injury anyways. But he's back. And he loves the Pittsburgh Dairy. And so it shows him going into the Pittsburgh Dairy and being like, you know, I'm going to need one of those Tre'Day Sundays. And it's like a chocolate chip cookie warmed up. He goes, I need a couple of those and I need you to warm that up, please. And then they put vanilla ice cream and a whole bunch of hot fudge.
So this is his creation.
And then he goes, why don't you? Then he makes his teammate try it. And he's like, yeah, it's all right. He was like, it's amazing.
They what do you mean it's all right?
It's a Tre'Day Sunday. Then he goes, you know what? Why don't you make 10 of those up for me? And I'm going to walk around and see if the other people here like it. All of a sudden, fans lined out the door. Word gets out that Tre'Davious White.
If that doesn't end up on their menu.
Yeah. Well, last night they were there again. It was a big, long line of all the Bills players. They love that Pittsburgh Dairy.
They put them on a bus and take them over?
I have no idea how they get there, but
carpool.
They love that ice cream. So, Tre'Davious White, the Tre'Day Sunday, you can ask for that.
I didn't see it, but I heard scooters are involved in the show somewhere.
Scooters. All the cool kids are riding electric scooters.
Told you.
Over.
You people mocked me when I told you I got a scooter. Now that the Bills are riding them, oh, they're cool.
It's funny because there's like a musical montage to a song called Riding Dirty. And it shows all scooters. Of them on their various scooters. And they go, yeah, we like to save our legs for the field. because St. John Fisher is a rather large campus. So it shows them coming out of their dorms on these different scooters.
And
then there's a player who's like, uh-oh, I accidentally ordered the kids one. And it's so tiny. It's really small. It's not taking him where he needs to go. So I don't know. I laughed. I learned a whole bunch. I love that they're here. And I got super excited. Like, if you were at Bills camp, too, there's a lot of, like, scenes of fans walking in.
Oh, people could be in there.
Yeah, so, like, at least you have to look and see if you see yourself.
There is a chance. There is a chance that TJ and I are going to end up on that show.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be flattering, but there's a chance. We'll talk about that coming up during the 7 o'clock hour.